This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about another great show that's coming up at the Tecumseh Center for the Arts. And I'm so happy to have the director with me, Amy Sloop, to talk more about it. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Dale. Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. And you've got another great show that's going to be coming up. Quite the unusual, but, you know, fascinating show that you're going to be having.
Yes, illusionist Jason Bishop. I am so excited for this show. I've never seen him, and he's billed as like one of the best illusionists that are out there. So I am fascinated to see what he's going to bring to our stage. It's going to be magical.
Yeah. So when is the show going to be, Amy?
It's April 20th, Saturday, April 20th. Tickets are on sale at thetca.org, and or people can call in to the box office Thursdays or Fridays, 423-6617, and we'll be happy to hook them up with tickets. Great family event.
Yes.
Bring one, bring all, grandma, grandkids, everybody will love this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is that this is not any ordinary illusionist.
No.
I mean, he is top notch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's award-winning, internationally known and celebrated. Yeah, he's the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he is an international award-winning illusionist, youngest person to win the Magicians Alliance of Eastern States Stage Award, one of the youngest people to compete in the Society of American Magicians world-class competition. Whoa.
I know. And when you think about someone who achieved that status at such a young age, and then he's only continued practicing and honing what he's been doing across these years.
It's
going to be astonishing. He's said to perform a double levitation. He's the only touring illusionist who performs a double levitation. So I'm up for that. I want to see that happen. It's going to be amazing.
Well, the double levitation that you just mentioned to op art and plasma illusions as well.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, this is really going to be, you know, a step up from what we normally think of when it comes to an illusionist.
Yeah.
And obviously because of the awards he's been winning is that this guy is something else.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I love thinking about who likes to come to these shows, you know, because there are people like me who are just happy to sit in the audience and be awed and astounded as these things are going on. But then there are those people who are like riddle solvers who just want to be able to look at it and go, he's not going to get me. I want to be able, like the Penn and Teller, you know, fool us, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, sitting back and going, oh, I'm going to be able to figure this out. I'm going to be able to see through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be fun, too, to have that kind of dissecting mind to look at things and be scrutinizing to see if it can you tell. Because the beauty of illusion is just that tricking of your senses.
Yes.
You know, can my eyes really be seeing?
Yes.
What my eyes are seeing? This is impossible, and yet he's made it possible on the stage. Like, that's thrilling.
Yeah, it is. It is. Well, another thing to his credit, that Jason Bishop was recognized by his peers when he was awarded Magic's prestigious Jack Gwynn Award for Excellence in Presentation in 2007.
Yeah.
Now, that shows you the type of show that he is able to put on.
Yeah.
In getting that recognition from his peers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like comics. Every comic, like Brian Regan, he doesn't have a huge name. He's not the biggest name as some of the comics, you know, but he's the comics comic.
Yeah.
Again and again and again, you hear people say that. And so for Jason Bishop to be the illusionist's illusionist.
Yeah.
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 That's big.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm sure he's going to be showing things, well, obviously with the double levitation that you mentioned and about, you know, some of the other things that we had just mentioned just a few moments ago. Like I said, this is going to be such a different type of show that is going to be something that you want to be sit there and be amazed.
Yeah.
And he's going to do it by the sounds of it.
And it's here in Lenawee County.
Yes.
It's in Tecumseh.
Yes.
You know, I still don't get over that. You know, the fact that we in our county can have these major artists who are coming through and sharing their gifts with us. You know, I would just love for everyone to come out and take advantage of this opportunity to experience what this is.
Yes, yes, yeah. Exactly. So let's remind everybody once again when this is going to be and what time.
Yeah, we're welcoming illusionist Jason Bishop to the Tecumseh Center for the Arts Saturday, April 20th. It's a 7:30 curtain. Tickets are available at the TCA.org. Get there, get your tickets, or call in 423-6617. We'll be happy to set you up with tickets to catch this incredible show.
And as I say every single time that we talk, the TCA auditorium, there's no bad seat in the house.
No. It's, no. The vantage point from everywhere.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And as this airs, you may think, well, I'll have time to get the tickets. No. As soon as you hear this, you better start getting your tickets because you want to make sure that you'll be able to get those tickets and be able to be available for you to purchase because this is going to be one awesome show.
Oh, yeah. Get them. Get the, and you know what? Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat yourself. We work so hard day after day after day. You know, give yourself this memory. Bring your family. Create actual memories.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And you know, being April 20th, that's just 5 days after the income tax deadline. Give yourself a break.
Yes. Yes. And celebrate.
And celebrate.
Celebrate.
Yes. I got my income taxes done.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. The Jason Bishop Show again on Saturday, April 20th at the TCA. Another great show. Take advantage of it. Like Amy said, you know, it's amazing the type of shows that Amy's been able to bring into the TCA to keep the quality of entertainment such a high note there at the TCA, along with all the community events that you have there, too. So make sure that you go and get your tickets and get them soon.
Yes, please do.
All right. Amy Sloop, the director of the Tecumseh Center for the Arts, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Dale. Always such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
It's always good to see you too, Amy. And this has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.